وصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Dear respected elders and friends in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we have gathered here to pay tribute to our honorable Ustaz, Imam, our guide, our mentor, our hero, and Sheikh al-Qurra wa al-Tajweed, Sheikh Hafiz Yusuf Nurubai rahimahullahu ta'ala an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him among those Ahlul Quran who enjoy the bounty of Jannah. We are honored to have Qari Sahib's eldest brother, Hafiz Ahmad Sadiq, in our midst. We welcome him in the masjid of his brother, Qari Yusuf Nurbai rahimahullahu ta'ala anhu. We want to remind Nurbai family that Qari Sahib's legacy will live forever, and this masjid will always be Qari Sahib's masjid, and Qari Sahib will be imam of this masjid forever. Our born words, Nurbai family, will inshallah be greater than what it was, although we have lost a great legend which we can never replace. According to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, udhkuru mahasina mawtakum, remember the outstanding qualities of those who have passed on. And accordingly we have gathered here, the outstanding qualities, not only quality, of Sheikh Yusuf Nurbai rahimahullahu ta'ala. And without any further ado, we have a lengthy program tonight, so I don't want to take a lot of your time. And we would like to request Hafiz Yusuf Osman, who laid the Taraweeh in our masjid for many years, and Qari Sahib also liked his recitation, we would like him to recite a few verses of Quran al-Kareem for about 4 minutes, inshallah. Shukr.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We make dua to Allah تبارك وتعالى that whatever is being recited and whatever ibadat occurs during this program, may it be sent as isal of thawab for our honorable Ustaz Qari Hafiz Yusuf Nurbay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله أحسنت أحسنت Hafiz Yusuf is one of those many or thousands who was inspired by Qari Yusuf Nurbai rahimahullah ta'ala anhu. Next we have welcome and introduction on behalf of Nurul Islam Committee and we would like to request Amir of Nurul Islam, Hazrat Maulana Suleiman Rawat Sahab to address us inshallah. Shukran.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Honorable Ulama, distinguished guests who are part of tonight's program, the Nurbai family, brothers in the masjid, sisters in the auditorium, and all the listeners on Radio Islam International. Firstly, would like to welcome you this evening on behalf of the Nurul Islam Center Committee to this very special program in memory of Qari Hafiz Yusuf Nurbai Rahimahullah. Secondly, the committee would like to put on record its acknowledgement of the colossal and the towering contribution of Qari Sahab to Nurul Islam in particular and the community of Linasia in general. There's no doubt that there's no man that's bigger than an institution. Never. The institution is always bigger. However, you will find that there are times when there are people, because of their contribution, their names become synonymous with the institution and the area that they serve. And many of the Musallis of Nurul Islam would pay testimony to the fact, and those of Lanesia, that when you would travel to other parts of the country and even the world, if you said I'm from Lens or I'm from Nurul Islam, people would ask you about Qari Nurbay. And there are reasons for that. And tonight is a night of reflection. Why was his name synonymous with Nurul Islam? Why was his name synonymous with Lanesia? And as I mentioned, I had the privilege and honor of saying a few words at the Mayyad House in Cape Town a few days ago. It was primarily because of his relationship with the Quran. He put Nurul Islam on the map because he excelled and because he showed brilliance when it came to his own personal relationship with the Quran, his dedication to the Quran, and his recitation of the Quran. And Qari Sahib was amongst those initial pioneers who set a standard. Not only did he recite the Quran in such an exemplary manner, but he insisted that that should be the standard. Not only in Nurul Islam, but elsewhere in Indonesia, and he raised the bar. And that's a great legacy, because many of the Huffaz came after that. That came after knew that you had to read at that particular level. You had to read the Quran with tajweed. And then he also had that charismatic and that endearing personality, which is also part of the teachings of our deen. And not to forget the social work that he did on behalf of Nurul Islam and also his individual capacity. Those are the things, together with the fact that he was very classy and he was very smart. He exemplified the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Inna Allah ta'ala jamilun yuhibbul jamal." All of that is what made him so close to people, so dear to people, so distinguished. And all of that together is what lended towards his colossal and towering contribution to Nurul Islam. So we need to put on record, as the existing committee, and on behalf of the Musallis, our appreciation. It's only a token, because the real appreciation will come from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the form of reward, inshallah, that indeed Qari Sahib played a pivotal role. And indeed, his name is synonymous with this institution. Like somebody said, and I read the other day, that the surname is not actually Nurbay, it's Bana, and Nurbay came in some way. But there's Noor in Nurbay. So he was the Noor of Nurul Islam in many ways. And he took that Noor wherever he went because of the type of person that he was. And for me, what was really special about Qari Sahib was that he wasn't self-centered. And there's a great lesson for us to learn. Even in this institute, our Imam Sahib, who has just celebrated, mashallah, 20 years of service to this institute, is a protege of Qari Sahib. It was Qari Sahib who brought him. It was Qari Sahib who gave him that courage and you know, assisted him. And there are many such stories that you will hear during the course of the evening, how he took the budding Huffaz and how he gave them the encouragement and the training and the motivation. And that is a great lesson. That if Allah gives you certain, you know, expertise, if Allah privileges you in a certain way, don't keep it to yourself. Utilize it to develop other people. So allow us to offer our condolences to the Nurbay family, but also to the Musallis of Nurul Islam and to the community of Lanesia. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. May Allah make the Quran his companion in the grave. And may Allah grant him the highest stages in Jannah. And may Allah enable us to follow in his legacy. The second point that we need to keep in mind, which is very important, is that these programs and these kind of tributes that we have, it's not because we want to venerate any human being beyond what the Sharia permits us. It is because such personalities, distinguished personalities, they leave behind a legacy. They had such characteristics which are worthy of mentioning. And it's worthy for us to remind each other in this regard, so that we know. It's not about talking about the person. It's not about saying, oh, we missed the person. It's about emulating that person. And that's the purpose behind such programs. And like Sayyid bin Musayyib rahimahullah said, "Inda dhikri salihin tanzilur rahmah." That when you make mention of the pious, the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala descends. I mentioned this as well at Qari Sahib's funeral, that his greatest legacy was his relationship with the Quran. And I think tonight, each one of us needs to take that resolution. That if I really want to acknowledge Qari Nurbay, and if I really want to pay tribute to him, then the way to do it is to strengthen, enhance, and then sustain my relationship with the Quran. Not only in terms of constant recitation, we all know about how he would read a manzil a day and make a khatam a week. Not only constant recitation, but proper recitation. We are never too old, and it's not only for the Huffaz, and it's not only for the scholars. We must go and perfect our recitation of the Quran. It's the kalam of Allah. And then to internalize the meaning of the Quran and to become people of the Quran. Wallah, When you think of Qari Sahib, it reminds you of the hadith, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَ مِنَ النَّاسِ, that there are those from amongst the creation who are special to Allah. And there are those from the creation whom Allah has elevated because of their relationship with the Quran. So let's take this resolution tonight, all of us, that the greatest tribute we will pay and the greatest inspiration that we will derive from his legacy is that just after the month of the Quran now, we will sustain our relationship with the Quran. And we will improve on our relationship with the Quran with the assistance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just to conclude, maybe if I can, with the permission of our very firm and stern MC, just to share one or two memories of my own with regards to Qari Sahib. You know, it was very painful to see Qari Sahib in hospital. I was in Cape Town during the latter part of Ramadan, and to see a man who was so full of life, so full of vigor and color, to see him on a hospital bed and with different machines and all of that. But even then, you know, the first time I went to see him, and you know, Uncle Bobby was there and Mubin was there, his only fikr at that time was, make my wudu. And ask, you know, Mubin asked me, Mawlana, what must we do? So I said, you know what, the doctor's not going to allow you to make a full wudu. We can't even bring in a brick here for tayammum because of all the, you know, the precautions they take. So with the cloth, Mubin was making his wudu. But it was still not satisfying him. Because I was speaking to him a little bit in Arabic, and he could hear what I was saying. And every time I put my ear close to his mouth, he said, full wudu, proper wudu. That's, you know, that's something worthy of emulation. And the few messages we gave him that day, I told him, Qari Sahib, tonight is going to be the 27th night in Nurul Islam, in Masjid al-Quds, they're going to be remembering. And he was just constantly breaking down. He was just constantly emotional. And then finally he told me, come closer, and he whispered in my ears that everybody who knows me, convey my salam to them. Everybody who knows me, convey my salam to them. And then on Friday last week, you know, I went and it was outside of the visiting hours, and I kind of just negotiated with the nurse, and she said 5 minutes. And when I came in, Qari Sahib was, he was arguing with the doctor. He said, I want water. I'm asking you to help me and you don't want to help me. So the doctor saw me and the doctor told me, look, we can't give him water, there's too much of swelling. So I went and I tried to explain to him that, Qari Sahib, they'll give you just now, inshallah, they'll give you just now. And on that occasion, he spoke a bit and he said, I know yesterday from Nurul Islam, Brother Shabir came and Maulana Vijji came. And again he said, please convey my salams to everybody and ask them to make dua for me. So let us continue to remember Qari Sahib in our du'as. I remember when I came back from Leidenburg after I completed my hifz and my door, my late father, had insisted that I must do one khatam of the Quran with Qari Sahib. And I was a bit agitated at the time because I wanted my freedom, you know, after all of those years in the boarding. But Qari Sahib was a very easygoing person. So in that maroon Mercedes, he would drive everywhere and he would tell me, read. And then I read quarter para, then he'll start a bayan. You know, you don't get chance to read much more, and like that we would continue. But what stood out for me is one day I told him, Qari Sahib, okay, now I read my khatam to you. I want you to teach me the finer intricacies, you know, of the rules of tajweed. And he said, okay. So once, twice I came to him, and the one day I came and he couldn't make it. And what I will never forget, it was a Friday afternoon. I came, he couldn't make it. The next day, a Saturday morning, he came to my house. I mean, he was so much more my senior. He knew my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather. But he came to my house, he said, no, I came to teach you. And I have this vivid memory, he sat there on the couch in the lounge and he was talking to me about certain rules of ikhfa which are not mentioned in the books of tajweed. And he said, you won't hear this from anybody else. I'm teaching it to you. And he showed it, you know, practically to me. And lastly, those of us who have read Tarawih in Nurul Islam, you always wish that Qari Nurbai would be the Sami. Allah had just blessed him with that ability. He just knew how to correct you. To correct the mistake which needed to be corrected, but at the same time not to make you ultra nervous or not to make you feel like he was digging you. So the memories are many, but I'm not going to take too much more time. There are many others who will talk. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to follow adequately in the footsteps of such luminaries. And once again we make dua, may Allah grant him the highest stages in Jannah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa ma'am.
Jazakumullah. Next is our Imam Hazrat Maulana Hazurani Sahab Damat Barakatuhum. Maulana spent many, many years. I'm sure if Maulana have to talk about Qari Sahab's life and his experience with Qari Sahab, it might take few days. But we request Hazrat Maulana to wrap it up in 15 minutes, inshallah. Let's hope that will be something which will be sufficient for all of us, inshallah. Shukran.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I agree with Maulana Rawat. Very, very stern MC we've got here, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. الذين يقيمون الصلاة وما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا حسد إلا في اثنتين، رجل آتاه الله القرآن وهو يقوم به آناء الليل وآناء النهار، ورجل آتاه الله مالا وهو ينفقه آناء الليل وآناء النهار، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صلى الله على خير خلق محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين. Respected علماء and brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers, there's so much to be said about Qari Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. He was known as Hafiz Nurbai, but he was much, much more than a Hafiz. He was a Qari, he was a Alim, he was a Muqri. Above all, he was a Zahid. Many people didn't know about him being a Zahid. He had absolutely nothing to do with the dunya. There's so much to be said about his Quran, mashallah. Maulana also said, a lot of people wrote in the media as well, the social media. There's so much to be said about the other part of his life also, about other aspects of his life. That he was a Zahid, true and true Zahid, he had absolutely nothing to do with the dunya. Everybody loved him. And that love is actually a reflection of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him. When somebody is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala calls Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam and said to Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, أَنَا أُحِبُّ فُلَالًا. I love so and so, you also love him. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam goes around in the heavens and he makes an announcement that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves so and so, you also love him. And then فَيُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And everybody on the surface of the earth, they love that person also. Even the trees love him. The animals also love him. And when somebody is disliked by Allah, Allah Ta'ala calls Jibreel and says, I don't like, I don't love so and so. Then you also don't love him. And then he goes around and he makes that announcement. And then, فَيُوضَعُ بَغْضَى فِي الْأَرْضِ. And everything on earth also dislike him. So my respected brothers, everybody is here because everybody loves Qari Sahib. And everybody, a lot of people, hundreds, thousands of people must be listening to what we are talking tonight. It's all because they love Qari Sahib. And that love is something that it is a reflection of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that very bodes very, very well for Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi, because it is mentioned in the hadith that on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with the Sahabas. And the Sahabas saw a janaza coming. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the janaza coming. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahabas, what do you think about this person? And they said, they had some very good words about him, good thoughts about him. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wajabat. Another janaza came. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, what do you think about this person? And they spoke something not very good about him. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wajabat. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what the meaning of wajabat? Said, for the first person that people spoke well of him, Jannat has become wajib for him. And the second person, the people spoke ill of him, Jahannam has become wajib for him. So today we are here to talk wonderful and good things about Qari Sahib. And if I've only been given 10 minutes, 15 minutes, so what am I going to tell you? My brothers, Qari Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was a veteran Qari of South Africa. His link and his association was with people with a very high caliber qurra in those days. Imam Ismail rahmatullahi alayhi was a great qari in the 1960s and 70s, and he was the only person who was allowed from the non-Arabs who was allowed to lead the prayers in the Haram Sharif in Makkah. And he was such a person that who used to read one Quran a day. And this is very, very well known about Imam Ismail rahmatullahi alayhi. I saw him in my lifetime. I saw him once or twice. The Mia family used to call him in Waterfall Islamic Institute in December, and I saw Imam Ismail rahmatullah alayhi. He was a qari of the time, and it is well known about him that once he completed the Quran in one night or two nights, whatever it was, and not a single mistake. But when he came to Qul huwallahu ahad, he got stuck and somebody had to show him. So that is the type of person that our Qari Nurbai, Hafiz Nurbai rahmatullah alayhi, was associated with. And he was inspired by such a person of such a high caliber. Then far afield,
in Egypt, in Cairo, Qari Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Abis Nur Bhai Rahmatullah Ali used to go, and he would go there and he would go and learn his qiraat from people like who? Sheikh Mahmood Khalil Al-Husari Rahmatullah Ali. Till today, Sheikh Mahmood Khalil Al-Husri, after having passed away so many years have passed, the ulama are of the opinion there is no reader like him till today. So many new qurras have come and they have gone. But there is no reader like Sheikh Mahmood Khalil Al-Husri Rahmatullah Ali. And Qari Sahib was very, very impressed, and he was very much inspired by Sheikh Mahmood Khalil Al-Husri Rahmatullah Ali. And our ulama had a special ta'alluq and association, especially as Mawlana bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali. He was an admirer of Sheikh Mahmood Khalil Al-Husri, and Sheikh Mahmood Khalil Al-Husri, when he used to see Hazrat bin Dori Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say, Ya Abu Ya, he used to call him, Oh my father, and he used to kiss Hazrat bin Dori Rahmatullah Ali. So, these are the people with whom he was associated with, and he learned his Quran, his Tajweed, his Makharij, his recitation from these people here. Then again, my respected brothers, Hazrat Mawlana Qawi Hafiz Nurbai Rahmatullah Ali, he had an attitude of non-compromising attitude when it came to his recitation of the Quran. He would never recite Quran in such a way where he would even make one single mistake, forget in words or in zabar zair, in fatha kasra, not even one mistake in tajweed. And he had certain policies, certain standards. And what was that? If, for example, if a person is supposed to pull a mat equivalent to three alifs, then there was consistency. In one place if he does that, second place he will do the same thing, third place he will do that, and everywhere he will do the same thing. And where a person is supposed to pull equivalent to five alifs, then he would do that. If that five alifs won't become three, and where he's supposed to do three alifs, it wouldn't become five. Now what happens to a lot of qurra, even great good qurra, to get the tune right, unfortunately? What would they do? Where it's supposed to be three alifs or five alifs, they will put ten alifs, just so that the tune can come right. But Qari Sahib was not like that. He followed in the footsteps of people like Imam Ismail Rahmatullah Alayh and people like Sheikh Mahmood Khalil Al-Husri Rahmatullah Alayh. Also, Qari Sahib was, whenever he used to make Taraweeh or used to make the Salah, if he made a Tajweed mistake, he would repeat the ayat and he would correct it. A lot of people, we hear him reciting the Quran, mashallah, good qaris also. But when it comes to tajweed, there is a very lax attitude in as far as that is concerned. But not with Qari Sahib. Then again, he used to recite the Quran, as Maulana said, one khatam a week. One khatam a week. And not just reciting anyhow. No, with tajweed, with makharij. He promoted the Quran. He recited the Quran. He had a passion for the Quran. So, now in the last few months, alhamdulillah, we came out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I stayed 6 days here in the masjid. I had the occasion of meeting Hafiz Sahib when he used to come here for namaz. I asked him, Hafiz Sahib, how's the khatams going? He said, Mawlana Sahib, main to bahut kamzor ho gaya. Ab nahi ho raha hai. He couldn't do it in his last few months or few years perhaps. So, in any case, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward him in Fazl al-Qabr with Noor. My respected friends. And then also, making khatam of the Quran was a challenge for him. Sometimes he used to travel from here. He was married in Cape Town as well. From here he used to travel to Cape Town. Then he would try his best to start from here. When he leaves Laneja, he would start from Alif Lam Mim, from Surah Al-Fatiha. By the time he reaches Cape Town, he would complete the Quran. That was a challenge for him. So he was a zahid. He was a continuous zakir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is now, in as far as his qualities are concerned, in as far as the Quran is concerned, these were his specialities. When you come to his akhlaq, he was very, very humble, extremely humble. And not only that, as Maulana said, he was not self-centered. He was very generous. He was one who gave himself away to people. He was generous in his akhlaq also. When he met somebody after a long time, it was with a smile. It was utmost humility. He made the person feel home. He was very, very warm. Even if some alim came here and he was also present here and it was his imamat, he would always put that alim, that qari in front. and there was no question where he was going to agree to that qari forcing him to go in front. No, he would make sure that that qari make the namaz. And then generous in the sense of the word also, if somebody read very beautiful, then he would commend him, he would praise him. If somebody gave a very beautiful bayan, very good bayan, inspiring bayan, he would commend. So he was very generous in that sense of the word also. Then also, he was very, very generous when somebody came to him and gave him a story or said to him that I don't have money to buy food, came to ask him for some money. Wallah, I know. The last 50 rands that he had in his pocket and that is supposed to last him for the rest of the month, he would take that out and give it to the man. He wouldn't worry what is left for him. Then one day it so happened that you had to be very, very careful. If you commend him for something that he's wearing that is very beautiful, then you can write it down in black and white. He would go and he would get it for you and he would give it to you. One day I just by mistake told him, Khadisab, your journey is so beautiful. It was very, very beautiful. As Mullah said, he was a very classy person, very, very smart in his dressing. So he had a very beautiful jersey on. And he went to Hollywood House to the Baracha brothers. And in the next namaz time when he came here, he said, Mawlana, ye hadiyah hai aapke liye. He brought the jersey and he gave it to me. 32 years have passed and he gave me a dinner set. Alhamdulillah, till today we are still using that dinner set. Subhanallah. Look at the ikhlas. So, very respected friends, we have gathered here together tonight, not just to listen to his qualities and to his sifat and to praise him. We have gathered here together in order that we may learn something from the life of Hazrat Qari Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. He was my Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh said that he went to Rangoon and he went to one of the masjids and one of the imams said to him that Maulana, kisi ki parwa nahi karta, I don't care about anybody. If somebody greets me, I greet him. If somebody doesn't greet me, then I don't care about him. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh said to him, bhai, ye sahi nahi hai. It's like in the hadith, it is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا خَيْرَ فِي مَنْ لَا يَعْلَفُ وَلَا يُعْلَفُ. There is no good in that person who doesn't give muhabbat, he doesn't give love, so that he also receives love. Qari Sahib was that type of a person, he didn't wait for anybody to give him love first. Whoever he met, he gave his entire to him. He gave his love to him. He gave his respect to that person, and automatically the people used to love him. So many respected brothers, we have gathered together here today, alhamdulillah, to learn from the life of Qari Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, recitation of the Quran. He promoted the Quran. If we can also promote the Quran, we must promote the Quran. The least that we can do is this, that emulate him in reciting the Quran daily, every day, without fail. If you can read 3 siparas, read 1 juz. We can't read 1 juz, read half a juz. We can't read half a juz, read quarter juz. If you can't do that, read 2 pages, 1 page. But at the same time also, we must learn to recite the Quran correctly, and we must enlist the services of an alim or services of a qari and ask him to please teach us to recite the Quran correctly and recite the Quran correctly. The more Quran we are going to recite, inshallah, the more it's going to benefit us here in the dunya and in the akhirah, inshallah. The dunya is the place. Qari Sahib, alhamdulillah, we are very, very confident and we put our hopes in the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did whatever he did. Inshallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him the ajr in the akhirat. Allah will give him high stations. So the place to earn the akhirat and to bank into the bank of the akhirat, to deposit into the bank of the akhirat is the dunya, is not the akhirat. The akhirat, you don't earn the akhirat in the akhirat. A person wants to earn the akhirat, jannat, it will be only in this dunya. That is where he gets the opportunity. I heard this from Maulana Anzar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayhi on one occasion when he came here a few years ago. And I heard this from Maulana Ahmad Khanpuri's Damat Barakatum as well. That one great Buzurg saw another Buzurg in his dream. And he asked him, what did Allah Ta'ala do with you? He said, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala passed me and I've got Jannah. So on for what reason? So he said, on account of me reading a lot of Quran. I said, what are you doing now? He said, Allah Ta'ala gave me the opportunity because I used to love reciting the Quran when I was in the dunya. Allah has given me the opportunity to recite Quran again, in the qabr also. So the Buzurg asked him, so how many khatams have you made? So the person said, Alhamdulillah, I've made 70,000 khatams. How many? 70. Where? In the qabr. So the Buzurg said, Subhanallah. So the Buzurg said, your Subhanallah is more valuable than my 70,000 khatams. For the 70,000 khatams, there is no thawab. But for your one Subhanallah, there is thawab. So that is why, my brothers, while we are alive, Allah has given us this life and has given us this opportunity to earn the akhirat and to deposit into the bank of the akhirat. So we must do it, inshallah. Once our eyes are closed, then everything is gone. Allah Ta'ala fills his nur, his qabr with nur. Allah gives him high stations in Jannah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow in his footsteps. Jazakumullah wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Jazakumullahu khaira to our imam walana rafiq Haturani sahab. The next inshallah we'll have a recitation of Quran Kareem in the style of Qari Yusuf Nurbai rahimahullahu ta'ala anhu. That is none other than Hafiz Ra'is Darsod, who is a student of Qari Yusuf Nurbai rahimahullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please ask everyone to read durood 3 times, inshallah?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا وأولئك هم وقود النار كدأب آل فرعون والذين من قبلهم كذبوا بآياتنا فأخذهم الله بذنوبهم والله شديد العقاب قل للذين كفروا ستغلبون وتحشرون إلى جهنم وبئس المهاد قد كان لكم آية في فئتين التقتا فئة تقاتل في سبيل الله وأخرى كافرة يرونهم مثليهم رأي العين والله يؤيد بنصره من يشاء إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحوض ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب قل أأنبئكم بخير من ذلكم للذين اتقوا عند ربهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وأزواج مطهرة ورضوان من الله والله بصير بالعباد الذين يقولون ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين
ما شاء الله أحسن That brought back memory to our Muslims of Nurul Islam. Hafiz Rais came very close to Qari Sahib. Allah reward him abundantly. Next we have our honorable guest of honor. That is Qari Yusuf Nurbai Rahimahullah Ta'ala and whose brother Hafiz Ahmad Sadiq, who will be addressing us for 5 minutes regarding Qari Sahib's family life and maybe the experience which he had with Qari Yusuf Sahib Rahimahullah. Hafiz Mubin in our midst, I would like you to come forward.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أشارت إليه قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا قال إني عبد آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة زكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون وإن الله ربي وربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم وويل للذين كفروا من مشهد يوم عظيم أسمع بهم وأبصر يوم يأتوننا لكن الظالمون اليوم في ضلال مبين وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة إذ قضي الأمر وهم في غفلة وهم لا يؤمنون إنا نحن نرث الأرض ومن عليها وإلينا يرجعون صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله جزاكم الله خيرا. This is 79 years old man is ready. Might have age, but the voice is still young. Qari Sahab, Abi Sahab is the eldest brother of Qari Yusuf Narubai rahimahullah ta'ala anhu. And alhamdulillah, Abi Sahab performed Salatul Janazah of Qari Sahab on Wednesday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Abi Sahab happy and healthy life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for him and family, inshallah. Next, I have a very special item. That is a friend and brother. As Urdu poet mentioned, Zindagi mein apnapan to bahut log dikhate hain, lekin kaun apna hai, wo waqt batata hai. Zindagi mein apnapan to bahut log dikhate hain, magar kaun apna hai, wo waqt batata hai. Many a time, people in your life will tell you, I'm yours, I'm with you all the time. That doesn't mean anything. At the crunch time, who stand with you, that is your true friend. For that, we are very honored to have Brother Bobby Kasamia, who was Qari Sahab's friend, Qari Sahab's student. When he heard the last week of Ramadan that Qari Sahab is not doing too well, and he has been admitted into a hospital, he left everything in a first flight out of Joburg to Cape Town just to be with Qari Sahab, being a moral support, giving him moral support, and doing his khidmah, whatever he could do. May Allah reward him abundantly. We request Brother Bobby Kasanya to come forward. We allocated 10 minutes of our time. When I phoned him, he was very reluctant. Even if I can survive 3 minutes, it will be too much. Shukran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين. My noble guests, you the Musallis of Nur al-Islam, students of Qari Nurbai, beloved friends and family, I greet you one and all here this evening with eternal words of peace by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The passing on of an imam, a mukri, an individual that was community driven, a great friend to many of us, and a great confidante, is unlike the death of any other individual, and that is the passing on of our Qari Hafiz Yusuf Nurbai. We feel it differently, deeply, and with great pain. We have lost not only the man, but also his unique way of reminding us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the voice that spoke of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's beloved, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This evening, I have been requested by the imams of this masjid and together with the executive committee to pay a tribute to this giant of a personality. With much humility, humbleness, and extremely emotional, inshallah, I will share some of my thoughts and interaction with this great personality. our family, the Kasamiya Aswari family, goes back approximately 44 years. It was a time in Lanesha in May 1972 when Kari Saab made his mark in this beautiful city of ours. My siblings and I were the students at the time with him at the LMA Madrasa, and from our first encounter with him, he established himself as a guide and as a teacher. During his tenure as Imam of this masjid, Hafiz Saab used to receive thousands of rands in the form of zakah, sadqa, and lillah. Alhamdulillah, my brothers and sisters, I had the opportunity and I was fortunate to assist him in distributing this amana. Hafiz Saab would personally ensure and distribute the money to the poor and the needy. Allow me at this point to relate an incident that I will never ever forget. It was way back many years in Ramzan. It was a Saturday night, I was fast asleep, and Kari Saab, being my ustad, we developed a relationship, we became friends, and I could rely on Kari Saab on any issue and vice versa. It was exactly 12 o'clock at night on a Saturday night. Kari used to nearby call me and he says, "Bobby, we have a problem. I need you immediately and I need you urgently at Dr. Malone's residence." So Kari Saab, "What is the problem? This part of the night you are calling on me." Now, you know, he was a man I loved, and there was no way I could argue with him. And I said, "Kari Saab, on my way." I suspected trouble. I armed myself and I went over to the Monia's place and I met Kari Saab there. I met Marhum Muhammad Trab that day. My pillow was sitting there. Musateba was sitting there. And the discussion was as follows. Kari Saab, you see, every Sundays for the 4 weeks of Ramzan, you should distribute money in Soweto, Radu Park and surrounding areas to the poor and needy. It was reported to Dr. Mamoniat that there was going to be an attack on Kari Saab tomorrow while she be distributing the money. Now understand, I said thousands of rand cards that you should carry with you. So this was inside information that there was going to be an attack on this man. And as I got into this meeting, and Dr. Mamoniat said, "There's no way are we going to allow Kari Saab to risk his life and move into a lot of power." Kari Saab said, "No, I will go. Those are poor people. Just look at the man. They are poor." He wasn't worried about his life. But he said, "Give me Bobby and one or two guys and I'll move in with him." And that night I had to make a couple of calls. I don't know if Joey is here, Joey Ibrahim, his father Skippy, myself, Achim Matter, Boy Matter, and his car owner, what's his name? And our car sales. The next day, we armed ourselves and we were like bodyguards around Kari Saab with Mohammed Chop that we moved into Radu Park. And we actually made a statement, "You guys can come and try on us," because we had a gang with us. And really, you know, we did the job. Kari Saab was happy. And we had to keep on this type of a performance for at least 3 solid years. This was Kari Saab. I mean, I feared what happens is when they shoot out, though we were armed. But you know, more importantly, it was not our lives, but the lives of our staff that we had to protect. And that was our concern. And what was more bothering me was that Dr. Mamoni had insisted to not go. But Kari Saab had insisted to be shoot for. So brothers and sisters in Islam, this was his character. Hafiz Saab was not merely a reciter of the Quran, but a man who strove to embody it. He lived his life striving to reflect the values of the Quran, and I believe that this is what made his recitation so exceptional. When one listened to Kari Saab or Kari Nurbai, the heart was moved because of his sincerity and commitment to the Quran. Qari Sahib was a man of great charm, as it was mentioned here tonight, and had an incredible style about himself. He encouraged us to dress well and to laugh. There's a lot of people tell me, "Oh, you look like Qari Sahib." I said, "No, I can never touch the feet of your face. But what I can try and do is I can put on a face and emulate my style." And that is the style of Qari Sahib that I've got with me. That makes me proud that I'm close to my ustad. He encouraged us to dress well and laugh. He brought light wherever he went. That was Qari Sahib. Wherever Qari Sahib walked, there was mood, there was light, there was happiness, there was joy. Hence, my ustad then earned the honor of being known as the Noor of Noor Islam. That's where the name comes from. Talking of Noor al-Islam, it was last year sometime in March. I'm not trying to cause any fitna here. I'm a very happy man. I'm a peaceful man. Because my ustad is happy with what has happened. Last year in March, there was turmoil at Noor al-Islam. And people are all aware of it. And to my amazement and to my surprise, Qari Sahib called me home. And he said, "Bobby, you're having problems at this mosque." I was the imam of this mosque. There was peace in this mosque. "You are the only one who's going to go through and assist the members in ensuring that we have peace and stability in Islam." And you know, with the guidance of that man, I said, "Qari Sahib, you make the dua, the effort will come from you." I spoke to a good few Muslims that are seated here tonight, and I said, "Guys, this is our masjid. This is our Aqsa." This was my appeal to them. Leave the Aqsa there. Allah will take care of you. And this is our Aqsa. We cannot tolerate this turmoil in this area. But good Muslims, they supported me. And of course, with the help of the chairman, Mulana Suleiman Rawat, I led a delegation to the Noor al-Islam Executive Committee. We negotiated with them. We interacted with them. And alhamdulillah, apart from pleasing Allah, I pleased my ustad. And when he heard the good news, what we achieved and how we went about canvassing and campaigning and drawing up new constitution, Qari Sahib was the most happiest person one could think of. It is for all these reasons that many of us are deeply saddened by the loss of this man who had such a profound impact on our lives. This is the true legacy of this extraordinary man, and we beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward him for all that he has done for us, for all of us, Qari Sahib, and to forgive him and grant him eternal happiness and the pleasure of sitting in the company of our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by reciting the Quran. We only speak Quran. That is the love of Qari Sahib. Brothers in Islam, I will end off with a different mode. And really allow me and appreciate what I'm about to do for you this evening. I will now end my tribute by presenting to you a few couplets that now start my friend and my confidant to bear with me.
Ey mere pyare ustad, ey mere pyare qibla, teri judai mein hum aansu baha rahe mota ختم کر دی یہ زندگی تمہاری تم سب کو چور کر کے راہ قبر میں ہو لیتے تم سب کو چور کر کے قبر میں جنت اگر تمہارا یہ التجا ہے میری جنت اگر تمہارا یہ التجا ہے میری اللہ کرے نبی کا اللہ کرے نبی کا پڑوسی بنے رہو تم اللہ سے یہ دعا ہے سب مل کے پر رہے اے میرے پیارے استاد اے میرے پیارے قبلہ تیرے جدائی میں ہم آنسو بہا رہے شکریہ
MashaAllah, Jazakumullahu Khairah to our brother Bobby Kasimia. I know Bobby is a very powerful public speaker, but today you can hear emotional has taken over. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive Qari Sahab, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us hidayat and tawfiq that we follow the footsteps of Qari Sahab. Next, inshallah, we will have Hafiz Abdullah Afriqi. We'll be reciting for 3 minutes, inshallah, in the style of Qari Yusuf Nurbai, rahimahullah ta'ala.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء يمسه نار نور على نور نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله أحسنت أحسنت السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I've been asked to say a few words Brothers, جگر مراد آبادی کا وہ شعر زمین کے تاروں کا ایک تارہ فلک کے تاروں میں جا چکا ہے زمین کے تاروں کا ایک تارہ فلک کے تاروں میں جا چکا ہے مگر تیری مرگ ناگہاں کا مجھے ابھی تک یقین نہیں One of the stars of this earth has joined the galaxy of the stars in the heavens but your sudden departure has not sunk into me as yet few days has gone past but every morning you still feel Qari Sahib is still around May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala falis qabar wa sunur. What can I say about this legend who brought me into this masjid? I feel honored that he took me as his son. I was doing a locum in Rainbow Masjid. Qari Sahib heard me reading and there was a vacancy here. The next day, Qari Sahib went to Hollywood House. And he asked Abu Bai Warachia to phone Mawlana Suleiman Rawat's marhum father, Muhammad Bai Rawat. May Allah falis qabar wa sunur. Muhammad Bai phoned me, and the Nurul Islam Executive Committee came to see me after Isha Salah. To my surprise, next afternoon, Havi Shokad, who I read Tarawih with him in Nurul Islam, he can bear me out on that. He found that Qari Sahib, Qari Yusuf Nurbai, would like to come and see you. I was shaken since this legend is coming to my house. And to my surprise, after the madrasa, after Asr Salah, Qari Yusuf Nurbai came with Havi Shokad. As they say in Urdu, kabhi main unko aur kabhi apne ghar ko dekhta tha. This legend has really come to my house. We spoke for about 15 minutes. Never forget that smile and that maroon tofi and maroon. And then he said, I asked him, Qari Sahib, where you come from in India? He said, from Samrod. So, mashallah. I said, how long you stayed in India? He smiled and he said, Maine to Hindustan ka sahil bhi nahi dekha.
But his rich Urdu gave me that impression that I'm sure he spent a couple of years there. It was a Maghrib time, and Qari Sahib said, we will make wudu here, and you will read Salah in your house. I read Maghrib Salah. Then I told, when he was leaving, he said, what did you decide? I said, Qari Sahib, I don't know what to do. He said, I'm telling you, someday. He said, Qari Sahib, I don't even know a word of English. He said, hum aapko sab kuch sikha denge. Oh my word. Hum aapko sab kuch sikha denge. 2 weeks later, one of his children was getting married. And you all know Qari Sahib performed thousands of nikahs in this masjid. He called me and he said, tomorrow after Asr Salah, you are going to perform the nikah. He said, Qari Sahib, main English mein ijabo qabul kaise karaunga? I don't know a word of English. I'm going to make ijabi qabul. He said, tonight after Maghrib, you have supper with me and I'll teach you everything. What can I say? It was one of the outstanding quality of Qari Sahib. Despite his high profile, he used to put his junior forward. He never had a professional jealousy. He used to always feel that others are better than me. When we attended the janaza, there was various speeches. I just want to give you a glimpse of that man who has left us. Har cheez ki qadar us waqt mehsoos hoti hai jab wo chheen jaye. You will only realize the value of something when it has been snatched away from you. Qari Sahib made various trips to many trips to Egypt. One of his trips, he was in Egypt, and Sheikh Yusuf Tantawi, one of the great Qari of Egypt, who was not only Qari or Mukri, but he was a Mufattish, inspector of Qiraat and Tajweed, appointed by Egyptian government. When he heard Qari Sahib reading and interacting with them regarding some rules and regulations of Tajweed, he told Sheikh Saadullah Khan that I can tell you one thing, that your Ustad is one of those 5 best Qurra I ever heard in my life. This is a shahada and testimony of none other than Sheikh Yusuf Tantawi. Brothers, I also teach Hifz. Lot of others also teach Hifz. But one outstanding quality of Qari Sahib, that he didn't teach Quran, or he didn't make a fast, but he passed the passion of Qira'ah and Tajweed and Quran to those he taught. Ask any of his students, today they are connected to Quran. They love to recite Quran, they love to listen to the Quran. We can safely say, Tibta hayyan wa tibta mayyita, that you live an excellent life and you excel in your death as well. Qari Sahib's passion was for Quran. Let's be frank and honest. Today we don't know Qari Sahib from business or political party or anything. We all know from his recitation, from his imamah, from his qiraat, and from all those things. Only linked to the Quran. As Maulana mentioned, every week what Qari Sahib used to read, one manzil a day, and every week there was a khatam. May Allah give us tawfiq that we also follow the footsteps of Qari Sahib. One day, I say jokingly, inshallah we'll conclude with this, that Qari Sahib, you have such a high profile in a community, that if I have that profile, I think people will have to make an appointment with me to see me. What did he say? Amazing. Say, Mali Sahab, logon ke bankar raho, log aap se mohabbat kahi. Be a man of people, and people will love you. Allah. And he was one. Anybody could walk into his house any time, and he was there to help. to find the ustaz, an imam, and guide like this might take years, and we may not find. Conclusion, paying this tribute to this great man, we can only say he was a khadim al Quran, he was a khadim of Quran, and Allah will elevate his status and put him amongst those who are khadim of Quran. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Next we have is our honorable Imam Hazrat Maulana. I never say X. It hurts me. Maulana Muhammad Karoli Asaf. Maulana is very passionate of speaking. We'll give him 15 minutes, inshallah.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه صدق رسولنا العظيم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama, brothers and sisters in Islam, sometimes it's easier to speak on air than in front of the masjid, especially when in the audience you have two, three of your asatiza. I always differentiate to my students the difference between a formal ustad and an informal ustad. I regard Hazrat Maulana Rafiq and Hazrat Maulana Khalid as my asatiza. Although I never formally sat with them in a classroom, but in the days of my teens, growing up, and Maulana Rafiq was the Imam of the Masjid, and he would do Ta'lim after Isha Riyadu Salihin, and I learned so much from Maulana in those lessons. I regard him as my Ustad. And in Maulana's few words, should we say condensing an ocean in a cup? 30 years of friendship condensed in 15 years? Subhanallah, Maulana summarized so much of our Ustad Hafiz Qari Nurbai Rahimahullah. And when I say I differentiate between a formal and informal Ustad, let me explain my relationship to the marhum Qari Sahib. I can still picture the first day I ever met him. And speakers have mentioned of Maulana's humility, his humbleness. And Maulana joked about making an appointment to meet me because I'm so prominent. For whatever reason, I had to transfer from another madrasa to the Nurul Islam madrasa. 11-year-old boy. My father was working out of town. My mother was teaching in the LMA madrasa. My father told me, you go to Nurul Islam. You ask for Hafiz Nurbai. And I came, and there was that steps that used to go up to the office, up to the boardroom. A stranger in my own community, should I say, because first time I came to this building. And I'm walking there. Haven't seen Hafiz Nurbai, Qari Nurbai before. He was a Qari. What a Qari. We'll speak about that in a few minutes' time. But you know, we so commonly said Hafiz Sahab, Hafiz Nurbai. It's difficult to just adapt and say Qari Nurbai, although we know what a great Qari you are. And here this man comes up to me. You're looking for something. Gee, I want to admit myself and enroll myself in a madrasa. Gee, come with me. And I don't even know that this is the principal of the madrasa. I don't even know this is the Hafiz Nurbhai that they always speaking of at home. And he took me and he helped me fill in the admission form there. And we filled in the admission form and he took me to the class. Speaking of his love for Quran. And many speak about how he would read a manzil a day khatam in 1 week. I asked him one day. I said, what happens if you miss? Because in those days, Ramadan, most of the days morning come and he would go with Dr. Mamouniat and some of the other officials collection because the masjid can't run on fresh water and air. So they have to go collection. And sometimes you get late, you get jammed. I said, what happens if you miss? He said, next day I read 2 manzils. Next day I read 2 manzils. And in Ramadan, there was another 1 or 2 other khatams. The 1 khatam he used to read after Asr to one of the other huffaz. And he used to say his policy is, if you want to be sami, you know when you read in Taraweeh, then the person behind who corrects the hafiz, who makes the mistake, we call him sami. You want to correct the sami, you want to be sami, you want to correct the hafiz, then he said, like how the hafiz reads to somebody in the course of the day. You know, we say in Gujarati, hamrawa, or in Urdu, we say kisi ko sunata hai. So he says, like how the hafiz is hamrawing somebody, he's reading to somebody. You want to be sami, you must also read to somebody. So I remember personally myself, maybe 4 times in total, Hafiz Abbas read the whole Quran to me. The other day, Maulana Imran Nabi, Imran Hussein, who was also, I also regard him as one of my ustads, was Imam of this masjid as well with Maulana Rafiq. And he was speaking of how on one occasion, Ramadan, every day after Asr, Hafiz Nurbhai used to read 1 para a day to him. And there was that one occasion, I was studying in Azadville. I went to read Taraweeh in Namibia. We were reading 1 1/4 para the night. For whatever reason, we wanted to run home as quick as possible. So we reached here on the 24th Rosa. About the 25th or 26th Rosa. Maybe it was a bit later. And he came to me and said, you know, this year we were so busy making chanda, collecting for the masjid, for the madrasa. I never get an opportunity to read to anybody. So when you going to listen to me? And I'm calculating, you know, everybody knew Hafiz Nurbhai reads so slow. And how are we going to listen to the whole Quran? How many days left? 29th Rosa. Hafiz Sahib called me, you come to the... I think that time he was still staying in the caretaker's quarters that said in the center. He said, you meet me 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock we started. One day, one night, he read the whole Quran. One day, one night. We started at 9 o'clock. And at that time, as Bobby was mentioning, Mr. Bai used to also be busy collecting money, zakat, lillah. And then last minute, people are coming with the fitrah. So on the one hand, he's collecting. On the other hand, the responsibility of discharging the fitrah. And then he had a list of needy people, destitute, who he used to support the whole year with the contributions, with the zakat of other people. But he was the, should I say, coordinator. And he was the helping hand. So he was reading and I was listening. But then in the course of the day, there was another Hafiz, Yunus Saleh. And in the course of the day, Hafiz have called him also. He also come and listen. And then Hafiz have said, now, while we're reading, then the reading gets disturbed. Because somebody is coming to give their payment, fitrah. Somebody is coming with a zakat. Now Hafiz have said, we got to go and pay the zakat. So now we go, in those days, my father used to drive a green Jaguar. I don't know if you remember, right? Green Jaguar. In that green Jaguar, and then he used to tell me, Hafiz have you sit in front? Hafiz Yunus, you at the back, you know, both of us got the Quran, and Hafiz Abbas is driving and he's reading. Driving and he's reading. And at the same time he's calculating now which house we go into. And he's got a lift. And then we went to some places in Greyville, we went to Bosmon, we went to Nuclear, and the whole day went like that. We didn't finish by Maghrib. After Maghrib we had, I had ijazat, we can go home and eat. After Isha I had ijazat to go home and drink some tea. I can't remember what time we met again. And those days, that room in the corner was the Azan room. And then we sat there till Fajr. And Hafiz was reading. But in the course of the reading, he wasn't just reading. It wasn't just to finish. He was reading, he was concentrating what he's reading. So from time to time, he would stop and he would ask me, "Islatka Siamana." Then he would discuss the meaning of the word, think about the meaning of that, then he used to carry on again. Then sometimes one to ayat came and he would remember some incident in his life, something the marhum Maulana Ansari of Westrid Masjid had mentioned to him. And like this, eventually, we carried on. After further, we still won't finish. And you know, young boy now, you want to look smart for Eid namaz, you know. And Hamithab is reading and there's 15 minutes left now for Eid namaz. Then he said, "Okay, go home quickly, go and change your clothes and come back again." And then by the time we went, there was just like about, if I remember correctly, 10 surahs left. He said, "This will finish after Maghrib namaz." And after Maghrib namaz, we made the khatam in this manner. But Maulana is talking of, you know, his fame, should we say, his popularity, he's synonymous with Quran. Whenever I listen to beautiful Quran on the radio, and my mind just goes to Hafiz Muhammad, Paraday Radio Islam, and sometimes it may be Mishari Rashid, or many years ago it was Tawfiq al-Sa'igh, one of the Imams in one of the masajid in Jeddah. And my mind just went and I'm just thinking of Hafiz Nurbai. And my children will bear me out. That very often I would hear the beautiful reading and I would say, "This just reminds me of Hafiz Nurbai." And very often it just reminds me of how that one year, maybe it was 85 or so, and every night after the Witr Salah, Hafiz Ab would sit on the mic here, in front of the whole masjid, he's reading Quran by heart, the whole para by heart, and Hafiz Shahid Gwaraja was testing him. And there was a caretaker there next door in the, where the present namaz, ladies facility was. Auntie Aziza was the caretaker. He would tell me, "After Witr, you go and get my tea from Auntie Aziza's house and you come back again." And he would be reading in front of. So when I hear the beautiful recitation on the radio in my mind, or maybe it's a CD in the car, my mind just thinks of Hafiz Nurbai. One day I phoned him. "Mr. Hafiz, I was listening to this recitation. It sounded so beautiful, my mind just came to me." And he said, "Subhanallah, agar Quran ki nisbat se tum mujhe yaad karte ho to theek hai. If you are remembering me in relationship to the Quran and Majid, then I'm happy, alhamdulillah. As long as you don't remember me with regards to anything else but the Quran and Majid." That was attachment to Quran and Majid. Desire to help people. I was with him one day when a man came to speak to him. And he said that, "You know, I dreamed of you last night. And I dreamed that you had a parcel in your hand and you were coming towards me. Then I asked you that, Hazrat, where are you going?" And he said, "I'm taking this ghuraba ki madad karne ke liye. I'm taking this to go and help the poor people, to go and help the destitute." Hafiz felt so humbled when he heard that. As far as promoting his juniors, as far as giving the juniors a chance to, you know, progress. The first time I read Taraweeh in this masjid, and if I remember correctly, I was like 18 years old or 19 years old, so nervous. And every time you make salam, and when it's time to stand up, he would come a bit more forward and whisper in my ears, "MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Himmat afzai, himmat afzai." Then he would listen to me, quarter para, my quarter that I'm going to read. And then he would read his para to me. But when you would read, and sometimes you'd come from MashaAllah, and you would have some very motivating words to say. And if somebody used to read nice, I remember Qari Aslam Mayat, the one year I had just finished Mishkat in Azadbam. I was reading 4 rakats, Qari Aslam was reading maybe 6 rakats. And he was reading the last 6. And he had a beautiful voice, he still has a beautiful voice. So sometimes Qari Sahib would be so happy, and generally the tertib would be, from Maulana's time, Qari Sahib would read the 4 fard of the Isha, and he would read the 3 fard, the 3 witr. But sometimes he would be so happy with the young man's reading, that he would say, "You read the witr also. You read the witr also." That same year, Maulana Imran had gone for Taraweeh to USA. And before Maulana went, he told me, "Masjid is yours. Whatever bayan you want to give, you can give." So sometimes I joke with my friends and I say, "I did my apprenticeship here and now I'm working in a farm." But so what I was saying is that Maulana told me, "You can do what you want to." So every day after Fajr, I would say a small, short hadith. Every day after Taraweeh, I would comment on 1-2 ayat, tafsir, tarjama of 1-2 ayat. And Khalid Sahab would sit. He wouldn't walk away and say that, let this youngster say what he wants to say. He wouldn't get offended that I was the imam, I used to speak. Now this young boy is just standing up and speaking. He would stay, sit, he would listen, and he would even again pass words of motivation, like, you know, mashallah, comment that you, tomorrow you're going to speak again. He wouldn't, like, you know, have that superior attitude and that, you know, like, want to break you. And then there were times where he would sometimes ask me a masla or two. I was speaking with my wife the other day, this afternoon. And I said, you remember sometimes he would phone me, I'm in Springs. He would want to know a masla. And this speaks of humility. I'm his junior. Karisab's son Riyaz is how many years elder than me? Mubin and I were together in a Hibs class. But if he would want to know a masla, he wouldn't feel shy to phone one of the ulama. He would tell me, sometimes I phone Mufti Bashir Sanjalbi. And he says, sometimes I would phone Mufti Saab and Mufti Saab would answer me, then I would ask Maaf for taklif. Mufti Saab would say, no, you must always phone, because people like you phone keep our ilm taza, keep our ilm fresh, give us opportunity to open kitabs. So sometimes he would phone me also. Then we would discuss the masla, and then because of Muhammad, he would continue speaking. Sometimes it would go up to 45 minutes, up to 1 hour. So he would ask me sometimes, Masaid, you know. One day I remember here in the back of the masjid, and I don't know who it was and what was the circumstance, but I remember that the person asked, who's this for me? And I said, Afisab is my ustad. So he said, kya ustad, I'm the dost here. What you talking, I'm your ustad? We are friends. Now to tell you the truth, I wasn't in Hafizab's Hibs class. I didn't did Hibs by Hafizab. But he was the principal of the madrasa when I was in class 5, class 6, class 7. But I did Hibs, me, Hafiz Mubin, Karisab's son, we did Hibs under Hafiz Muhammad Adam. Now Hafiz Muhammad Adam was Hafiz Nurmai's student. So, you know, sometimes metaphorically, you call your grandfather your father. And metaphorically, the grandfather will call the grandson son. So likewise, should I say the grand ustad is your ustad? But in the course of the years of interaction, when I made imamat for a little while here, and we would read our door to him, and he would correct a little bit of tajweed, and we would discuss things, he would teach us certain laws of tajweed, so I would regard, Kaisab is my ustad. But yet out of his humility, because of that little bit of masail, he would ask me, he said, no, I'm not your ustad. I'm your friend. And then Maulana was speaking of Karisab's generosity, not only with wealth. You know, there's different types of generosity. It's not a question of generosity with money, but generosity with your honor, with your dignity, with your personality, like Maulana had mentioned. And one of my other asatizah who passed away a few years ago, Hazrat Qari Ismail Rahimahullah, the former head of Tajweed and Qiraat in Azadwul, and he had written a lengthy kitab on the laws of Tajweed, Tuhfatul Qari, gift for the Qari. And Qari Ismail Rahmatullahi's brother, Maulana Abdullah, had taken a copy of the kitab and presented it to Qari Nurma as a gift. And sometime later, I happened to meet Qari Sab's brother, and here Qari Nurma is coming, and he recognized him. Tawadu at the same time in generosity of personality, and he says, MashaAllah. And that kitab your marhum brother wrote. Ajib kitab. What gems he has brought in there. Same thing which Maulana was saying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate our ulama. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate the senior people in our community, men of the Quran and Majid. I was once in Jamaat as a student, and we were in El Dorado Park, and we went to meet the imam of the masjid, and I started speaking, and I told him that, look, I did Hibs in Nurul Islam. He said, do you know what that man gave me? He gave me love for the Quran. Allah. Like I was explaining to some people, I said, Qarisab never read the Quran to impress. He read the Quran with the love of Quran. He read Quran because he loved the Quran and Majid. He read the Quran with feeling. So when you heard him, you could also feel the beauty of the Quran and Majid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill Qarisab's qadr with nur. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status in Jannah. You know, there was this one very great mufassir of the Quran. In certain aspects, he's a controversial personality also. But he was regarded as one of the greatest scholars of Arabic language ever. And more amazing is that he wasn't an Arab himself. Zamakhshari. He used to live in Makkah Mukarramah. So because he used to live in Makkah Mukarramah, they gave him the title of Jarullah, which means neighbor of the masjid. Jarullah, neighbor of the masjid. Well, I don't know if they give your marhum grandfather the title. Jarullah, neighbor of the masjid. So he wrote this magnanimous tafsir, Al-Kashaf. He never ever married. This is a kitab written by one of our recent scholars, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, Al-Ulama Al-Uzzab, the Bachelor Ulama. Because of engrossment in knowledge, they never had the opportunity to get married. So this Allama Zamakhshari was so engrossed in knowledge, he never got married. So sometimes people say, Sheikh, you don't want to get married. Say, get married and do what? You get married, Allah will give you children. When you get old, your children will help. But I got children. You see, where is your children? You don't even have a wife. So you see, all these kitabs I wrote, these are all my children. Because those kitabs what keep a man's name alive. Reminds me of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِذَا مَاتَ بَنُ آدَمَ إِنْ قَتَعَ أَمَلُهُ إِلَّا أَنْ ثَلَاثٍ. When a man dies, when a son of Adam dies, all his amal come to a stop. Except for three things. What's the three? Number one, صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ. You all know the meaning of صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ. Number two, عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. Knowledge from which people take benefit. And number three, وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُوا لَهُ. Pious children who make dua for him. When you look at the lives of the ulama, and you look at the students, then it's like they've got number two and number three. Because the students are examples of beneficial knowledge from which others are benefiting. عِلْمٌ يَنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. And at the same time, the students are also, metaphorically speaking, the progeny of the ustad, the progeny of the great alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the family of Hafiz Nur by Sabr-e Jameel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all his associates and friends Sabr-e Jameel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect all of us on the day of Qiyamah, fi zumrati salihin, in the companionship of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Jazakum Allahu khaira to Maulana Karolia Saab for this inspiring words. So next we are going to play a recording of Qari Yusuf Nurbai rahimahullahu ta'ala anhu for a few minutes inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Law yajidu malja'an aw magharatin aw muddakhalan لولوا إليه وهم يجمعون. ومنهم من يلمذك في الصدقات فإن أعطوا منها رضوا وإن لم يعطوا منها إذا هم يسخطون. Thank you.
Today we shed tears, but we have a high hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is enjoying the bounties of Jannah already. Without any further ado, we would like to request our Honorable Chairman, Hazrat Maulana Khalid Sahab, to say a few words. We are coming to the end of program. We request brothers to just bear with us for a few moments of Qari Sahib's early days in LMA.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Hearing all the accolades, surely Qari Sahib was far superior than that. We cannot appreciate what Qari Sahib did. I wasn't at LMA, but I just came in late. When I came in 1974 while studying, Qari Sahib was performing Taraweeh in this masjid. I used to walk from Rainbow Masjid to Nurul Islam to listen to the Taraweeh only. And I had to walk back again alone at night, because I enjoyed the Quran of Qari Sahib. My tajweed is not so good, my Quran is not so good, but I do appreciate beautiful Quran. And Qari Sahib's specialty was every letter was to perfection. I spoke to, by Ismail came to me last night, Kaji, Apa Kaji, who served the LMA for more than 50 years, half a century. And I can't remember she being absent unless for a dire need or never being late. She was a supervisor when we started teaching there. I used to wonder. And she used to always say, Qari Nuruba ye amune Quran hikawilu emparwano. And she used to insist every child reads it the way she wants it. So Qari Sahib was brought, alhamdulillah, I heard from Bobby in 1972 by the LMA, Malaysia Muslim Association, to enhance the Quran. And Qari Sahib was unique. I spoke to Abba Raja just now before I came. I said, Abba, you were there when Qari Sahib started. What was it? She said, it was 1970, many people came and tried to teach us tajweed, but it never sunk in our heads. When Qari Sahib came, he made sure each one understood what is makhraj, how must be pronounced, and what is tajweed. So I said, Apa, I reckon 3 times a week we used to walk from wherever we stayed to LMA for classes.
encourage some, you should teach us how to read Quran and how to teach Quran. And alhamdulillah, the LMA book towards reading the Quran, the Wafa-Merba system, the phonics system, Qari Sahib is one of the great members that compiled it, that has been accepted universally. The other day, a group, a sheikh came from United Kingdom, and he said, Maulana, I came to buy towards the Quran from LMA. He said, we got Sudanese ustad, we got Egyptian ustad, we got Saudi ustad, we got Syrian ustad, we got Indian ustad, we got Somali ustad. Nothing works like towards reading the Quran. And we've implemented in our madrasa, and it is a success. In the world over, alhamdulillah, this contribution of Qari Sahib. When we went to madrasa in the 60s, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ or إِجَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ was all the same. You read do, or you read do, or you read de, or you read di, doesn't make a difference. Qari Sahib, when I came back, I was surprised. The atmosphere of Lanesha had changed. South Africa had changed. Qari Sahib wouldn't accept that a child reads Quran without proper pronunciation or without tajweed. You could fool people with a beautiful voice, but not in Lanesha. They'll know exactly what are the rules of ikhfa, what are the rules of izhar, what is iqlab, what is qalb, what is mad, what is waqf. And not only theory, like we've heard so many, Qari Sahib would articulate it to perfection. Alhamdulillah, my father had a very great bond with Qari Sahib. Same like Hafiz, Maulana Rafiq Sahib. These are my father's friends. It takes one to recognize one. I'm a kid. And you'll always say, like Tamara Bajito, Bow Mutta Ali Mutta. Always, whenever he met me, he says, people didn't recognize your father. But Maulana Bajito Sahib was Maulana Bajito. And Qari Sahib's humility, really, and this I think the Hufaz, whoever is listening, please, the system of giving Nukma after the two rakats wasn't acceptable. One day in Rainbow Masjid, when Qari Sahib was, when Qari Sahib Nurbe was, when I came to him before, early, I think he was, no, before that. And my father gave a Nukma from the third or the fourth surf. And somebody commented and said, whoever wants to make a mistake, come to the front. Qari Sahib got very angry. He said, leave Maulana wherever he is. It's Allah's kalam. Who has the right that it goes with a mistake? If Qari Sahib corrects it from wherever it is, it must be accepted. And often they used to speak, because they were both of that caliber, and they used to interact and change. My father used to always say, Jo, Qari Sahib to pacha misar gela che. Atlu haru Quran parein, de pacha Quran hikwa gela che. That was Qari Sahib. And alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, the tail end was with LMA. Beginning of this year, Uncle Iqbal Patel used to tell me, you know, we went to fetch Hazrat Nurbhai from Durban and we settled in here. And just before last year, he was telling me, you know, our appas need a bit of a rebrushing and we need to revive this thing and get somebody. So he said, I spoke to Hazrat Nurbhai and he's prepared to come and teach. Qari Sahib was sick. He said, Maulana, look, when I can make it, I can make it. I said, no problem. Tell me when. He reckoned whenever you say. I'm a kid. Qari Sahib used to come to the office. And if I get up, he said, hey, tomo beho, tomo beho. He said, you're doing a great job. You're doing great. It's like encouragement. And giving you that hope. And he used to come. I said, Qari Sahib, only with a class upstairs. He said, when a group of rejaak. Pantaini. And in January he started, alhamdulillah, a full session of all my uppers. He took them and gave them three lessons every week. Monday, Tuesday and Thursday. And he said, Maulana Kitliwar, I said, look, I've got these housewives, they need to go and work, go and do. He says, I said, 1.5 hours. But he was so charming and captivating, nobody minded. They all came happily. The one day I said, that El Dorado Park teachers are going to find it difficult to come to lands. He said, apre ta jahu. So we went to El Dorado Park in one classroom, we got all the teachers there, and I also went there. And he said, somebody was supposed to come fetch me, and didn't come fetch me. I said, Hafiz, I'm here, I'll take you home. I said, Hafiz, I'll take you home. He said, no, 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 you don't go. Tell on the driver's mistake. Humility to the last. And that is greatness of a human being. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ana sayyidu wuldi Adam wala fakhra." I am the leader of all humanity and there is no atom of pride. And this is what greatness brings. Just to conclude, as we said, it's here, alhamdulillah, we appreciate. It's only sad that we appreciate when a man is gone. We would have made more use of Rizq al-Ishaq. And really, every child that reads correct from our institutions or wherever else, Qari Sahib will get the ajr. I'm confident. So it's not 1, 2, 3, or 10, or 1,000. We're speaking of over in LMA alone, more than 10,000 children have passed through in the past half, in the past 5 decades. Minimum. And their children. So many people come to me, "Small, this child not reading right here. Qari Sahib didn't teach us like this." You better see that the speaking comes right. Sayyidina Ibrahim al-Nabiyyina wa al-Islam made a dua. الذي خلقني فهو يهدين والذي هو يطعمني ويسقين وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين والذي يميتني ثم يحيين والذي أتمع أن يغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين. يعني من ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. This is, how can I call it? What words do I use? The ambition of a person to be of great of loftiness. And this is Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted each Sahabi to be glittering like a star. And he wants each one of us to be like that. And we all can do it, inshallah. Let's not hold back. For Allah's deen, for the greater contribution of humanity, as much as if you want to mar us and put bad names, but alhamdulillah, people like Qari Sahib, they just passed away. There are many more like that, inshallah. And Islam is going to survive. Because these people have given their 100 to Islam. So it says, Rabbi habli hukman, O Allah, grant me command. Wal hidni bis salihin, and connect me to the salihin. And that was Qari Sahib. But Qari Sahib just told me now that, and it's true, Qari Sahib was a great admirer of the Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi, a great admirer of the Mani rahmatullah alayhi. He was bi'at to one Abdullah Miah in Skirpot, following the Naqshbandi silsila. So in Suluk also, in Tasawuf also, Qari Sahib was quietly engaged with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that nur, with the Quran put together, just brightens up things. وَجْعَلِّي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ وَجْعَلِّي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And make for me a status that people after me will remember me. Inshallah, Qari Sahib's name will be alive for a long, long time hereafter, that he has brought tajweed, correct Quran recitation to our region and to the world at large. Wherever that syllabus goes, Qari Sahib will get the reward of that. May Allah Ta'ala take him to a great status. Alhamdulillah, I don't think we are honoring Qari Sahib, but we are actually honoring ourselves by being associated with Qari Sahib. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen.
Jazakumullah khairatum Marana Khalid Sahib. Now we are going to open the floor for a few minutes, inshallah. People have anything to say, their interaction, their experience with Qari Sahib. Obviously, Qari Sahib love larger than life. I don't think so we will be doing justice if we open for 5 minutes. So at least 20 minutes we are going to open the floor. First, I hand you over to Maulana Suleiman Rawat Sahib. He got few to read. And thereafter, inshallah, we will request Qari Sahib's one friend. Qari Sahib's one friend, Hafiz Zakaria, Damat Barakatum, who is also in our mud. Hafiz Sahib can come forward. Inshallah.
There are a few brothers who have written their contributions. They say they got stage fright. So the first is from Hafiz Yusuf Musa Varachiam. Assalamu alaikum. I have been approached to share some insights with my association with the late Qari Hafiz Noor Bhai Rahmatullah Alayh. It is not an easy task as it brings to the fore a great deal of sadness and extremely difficult to recount my association with Qari Sahib. How does one go about explaining or recalling memories that are cherished and that have helped develop one as an individual and as a family? Our bonds go back to more than 4 decades, when Qari Sahib first came to Lanesia to do khidmah of the people of Lanesia, specifically Rainbow Masjid in LMA. Qari Sahib entered into our lives and made an indelible impression on us. He was not only a friend to me, but was also part of our family. He was not only a friend, colleague, mentor and guide, but also took me into his confidence. The first time I met him seems like yesterday, when he was asked to perform the nikah of my eldest sister in the absence of Qari Sayyid of the Rainbow Masjid, who currently resides in Botswana. From then on, our relationship strengthened. Before taking up his position at Nurul Islam, he approached my father for advice and mashwara whether he should take up the position, as he was apprehensive. Alhamdulillah, my father advised that he should take up the position as the Imam of Nurul Islam. I would like to share three instances which would serve as an inspiration to persons who are teaching in the maktab and specifically teaching Quran. On the demise of my father, he offered me some valuable advice for which I am eternally grateful for. He said to me, Hafiz Saab, that if you want to benefit your late father, then you should involve yourself in the teaching of children. On that advice, I approached LMA with the intention of teaching at the maktab. I had no prior experience nor any guide. On the first day of my teaching, midway through the afternoon, distressed, I was walking down the stairs going to inform the administration that teaching was not for me. On the way down, it would not be that I met with Qari Saab and he wanted to know where I was going to. On telling him of my distress and difficulty, he took me by the arm and said to me, "Don't worry, I will assist you all the way and do not give up." He took me back to the classroom. Alhamdulillah, I have never looked back since that day. Besides the frequent visits to our home and business, he always shared good advice with myself and my three brothers. Later on in years, he always wanted me to visit him and was ready to teach me different aspects of the Quran. And one notable thing is that he did not want me to leave until I recited two or three rukus to him, on which he would remark that our meeting was beneficial. In the last couple of months, I was approached to ask if Qari Saab would be able to conduct lessons for Quran teachers at LMA. Alhamdulillah, he did not refuse, and he taught a couple of sessions, but due to ill health, he did not continue. The sessions were extremely valuable and appreciated by those who attended. It brought back, especially to older teachers, fond memories who were taught by him whilst he was at LMA. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala grants all his contribution for the upliftment of the Quran Kareem, Fabuliyya in his court and Maghfira in Jannatul Firdaus. Jazakumullah for the opportunity to share some of these insights, and I am reminded by what the late Qari Saab used to say, hold on to the Quran, recite three paras a day if possible, and if not, then at least one. Jazakumullahu ahsan al jazam. That is from Hafiz Yusuf Musa Varachia. And then we have one here from our senior Musalli Ibrahim Bhai Mullah. He says, I am writing these words and inshallah it will be beneficial for one and all. Due to my ill health, I am unable to attend. I am a very senior and regular Musalli. I have known Qari Saab when he came to Indonesia from Ispingo Beach, where he was making imamate and settled in Indonesia. After a short while, I went to Durban with his family. Qari Saab was sharing imamate with Qari Sayyid from Botswana, and he performed Taraweeh. People used to say that he was reading too slow. But after a while, Qari Saab then performed for 2 years at the LMA Hall. He would perform the Isha Salam, 20 Rakat Taraweeh, and the Witr Salam. We are all human, however, he performed without hardly making any mistakes. With dedication, humility and sincerity. When Nurul Islam was established, the first Jummah was performed by a Muallim from Medina, and thereafter Qari Saab commenced with the Imamate for approximately 27 or 28 years. In all these years I made namaz behind him, and the best part was that we are all human, but hardly would Qari Saab make any mistakes while performing the Salam. He also mentioned once that he went for a special course in Imamate, and I would suggest to all that besides the normal ta'aleem at the Darul Uloom, they should do a special course in imamate before taking the musalla. We would fondly remember that in Ramadan, during the last 10 days in Witr Salah, Qari Saab would recite all three kuls in the Witr Salah. He would recite Kul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun, Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, and Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas. And finally, whenever Qari Saab came to my house, and before he left, he would make salam and say to me that please make me maaf and make dua for me. That's from Ibrahim Bhai Mullah. And then there's a short one from his son Shaukat Bhai Mullah, who used to chauffeur Qari Saab around now in the last few days of his life. He says, just as it was a great privilege to have known Qari Saab, so has it been to have had the privilege of being in his presence for the past few years. He was so close to my dad and was like a father to me. He always imparted good advice. He showered blessings and he gave abundant du'as. I was blessed to have helped him. Whenever my parents were ill, Qari Saab would come to the home and make du'a. We miss him tremendously because he was with us almost daily. We wish he could have been more often with us, and I wish I could have done more for him. May Allah, Almighty Allah forgive him for his qabr with noor and grant him the highest status in Jannatul Firdaus. Jazakum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Much time has been taken already, brothers. But the privileges that I enjoyed at Qari Sahib was that in 1972, Allah made possible that I could come into his tutorship, and I had the honor of making last manzil in Surah Hujurat. And another privilege Allah granted me was that the following year, Qari Sahib, as good as he was, such a great Qari, requested us to do Taraweeh with him in Rainbow Masjid, which I will say in Gujarati, Kebab Maruku. We were not supposed to be there. Qari Sahib in his husna izan took us in. We had the opportunity of reading Taraweeh of Qari Sahib. It was an ajeeb time, ajeeb Ramadan we had with him. But in all ways, we always thought about Qari Sahib, that how he treated us. And like I said, the mistake that he used to make, he never commented one day, okay, why did you read like this, what did you do? At the end of the 30th day, he hugged us, he cried, and he told us, Qari Sahib. And he always addressed me with Qari Sahib. I say, ajeeb, he's calling me like this. Cannot fit for that, nevertheless. So that was the second privilege I had. The third privilege I had was that in that same year, he said, like Maulana Muhammad Sahib, Madazillah Wal Ali said that he used to recite Quran to him. He was such a simple man that he wanted to recite Quran to people. So he said, I want to apply door to him. So I said, Inshallah. So I then, at that moment, I told him, Hazrat Hafiz Sahib, if possible, let me record the whole Quran. Let me record the door which you are going to do. So he said, Alhamdulillah, very good. So we started. And you won't believe it, my dear brothers, the first setting of reading was from Alif Lam Mim and Alif Lam Mim Sad. I had recorded the whole Quran of Qari Sahib. Unfortunately, what happened, somebody requested the tape and has asked me for it. So I couldn't refuse. How can I refuse? And he gave it to that person. Until today, we do not know where those tapes are. But if we had it, we had a personal recording of the whole Quran in Hadar. I would have had that privilege. Nevertheless, Allah knows that. And another thing, my dear brothers, this is the cherry on the top. You all spoke of Hazrat Hafiz Sahib's humility. I will tell you one incident. Hazrat 1976, Hazrat Maulana Masrullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali apparently came to South Africa. I think it was that year. I also returned from India that year. And Hazrat was the Imam of the Masjid. And we are going to say it as it is. Hazrat never condoned something that was wrong. At that time, Hazrat beers were not accordingly very big. So he told me at Maghrib time, he said, Hafiz Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Masrullah Sahib aaj apni masjid mein namaz padhwana chahiye. He is going to come here, and I desire that you should make the imamat, because I don't want him to read namaz behind me, or he will feel pain. I said, Ya Allah, what a thing he said. That he said, I was his student, and he was my ustad. And he requested me to make imamat. I told him, Hazrat, I can't, you are here. He said, no, at this stage you cannot refuse, you will have to make the imamat. Allah fal Qari Sahib. This is the height of humility, my dear brothers. I only wanted to say this, nothing, because everything was said about Hazrat Qari Sahib, his humility, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Sahib said so much. I wanted to say only this, that this is a reflection for us, that do not condone the wrong that we do. Allah will give you tawfiq. As we know, Qari Sahib left this dunya with the full sunnah on his beard. And at the same time, I will say one thing more, that this story of going into the qabr with the beard, my dear brothers, according to the sunnah, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Nanabai Sahib, when he was 40 in Mishkat, and he came to South Africa, he narrated a hadith, or whatever, I wouldn't say, but he narrated a narration, and he said that the person, when he's placed in the qabr, and he's got the sunnah beard on his face, and Elan is made, that, oh Malaika, treat this man kindly, for he's come with the sunnah of Rasulullah.
Wow.
Allah give us all tawfiq. And also, finally, my dear brothers, what I have to say, that we should not forget our illustrious Ustad. He taught us Quran. And he always asked me, he said, Haftab, are you still in Zirat? Because he once told me, come away to the city. I told him, Haftab, it's all right, we are living very happily there. And he would tell me that, ha, Haftab, khidmat kar. Karza raho. Khidmat karte raho. But carry on doing khidmat. And he was very, very happy that we were also. And Alhamdulillah, another thing, Qari Sahib taught us many, many things. He taught us how to teach. I learned calligraphy from him, and I learned how to teach also from him. Till today, we are on the same system, that we start teaching on the board, and we continue teaching as he taught us to teach. Allah grant Qari Sahib high stages in Jannat. Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. And our greatest year to our Ustad is that you should never forget this. Once he told us when we were reading Surah Mumtahina, he used to speak like Maulana said, and many of the speakers spoke, Qari Sahib used to tell us certain things while we were reading. So I was reading Surah Mumtahina to him. So I read, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu idha ja'akumul mu'minat. He said, Abu, what are you reading? I said, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu idha ja'akumul mu'minat. Because of the singular and plural, he used to explain us. He said, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu idha ja'akal. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha ja'akumul. And whenever I read Surah Mumtahina, my dear brothers, without fail, Qari Sahib would come into my mind. I said, this man taught me. That is why Hazrat Sayyidina Ali used to say, the person taught you Surah Fatiha, and he's a slave. I'm the slave of that person, my dear brothers. He taught us the whole Quran, who listened to our whole Quran. And I was so proud. And Karisa was very, very jovial. And it was the last one. I was Muhammad, myself, Muhammad Adam. We all started in the same class because we started in 1972. So one day Karisa bought a new car. It was a Colt. I told them last night, living in Rainbow. So there was a pole, electric pole that was planted at the gate. And that pole was there when Lenezia was built. When that house was built, that electric pole was put there. Karisa was a new driver. So he put the car in reverse. And instead of pressing the brake, he pressed the petrol and the thing went right into the pole. And he told Habib Muhammad in a very ajeeb lehja, he told him, he called never Muhammad, he called him Adam. He said, Adam, that pole wasn't there. So inshallah, my dear brothers, Allah Pak, San Karisa, high stages in Jannah, and make it that we remember him forever, inshallah.
Now we request Hafiz Qari Yusuf Nurbai's beloved son Mubin to say a few words, inshallah.
Ulama, brothers and sisters in Islam, this is a great opportunity for us as a family to acknowledge and appreciate the number of people who have played a huge supporting role in my father's life and even in his death. I'd like to first talk about the community of Cape Town. Alhamdulillah, your farewell was everything my father represented. Witnessing the honor and ease at Papa's funeral provided great solace for those who loved him. Your hospitality is unmatched. To the people of Cape Town in particular, Hafiz Imran, Chunara and family, Jazakallah for your unconditional support, Sheikh Mukhtar and Sheikh Sadullah Khan, Suleiman Muhammad and Hafiz Abdul Fakir, Nuh Taya and his family, and all the members of the Nakadeen family. To Papa's close and sincere friends and colleagues, I would like to thank the late Dr. Mamoniat, Allah fal yuskabar with Noor, who was instrumental in bringing Papa here to Noor Islam. The Chobdat families, Uncle Shabir, Uncle Ismail, Farooq, and the late Muhammad Chobdat. Allah fal yuskabar with Noor. And also the late Ibrahim Adam and his brother Muhammad Adam, who also were very supportive of him. Furthermore, the Muhammad Umar and family, the Saluji family, Ismail Giwala and family, the Surti family, the Kabalka family, Ismail Darsot and family, Uncle Bobby and Auntie Poppy, who have been at his side for more than 40 years, so is Hafiz Adam and his family, who have also been at his side for more than 40 years. Hafiz Azwat and Uncle Ibrahim Azwat and family, Joey, Shokat and Ibrahim Bhai Mullah, Dr. Siddharth, Molana Bigji, Molana Ravat, Molana Karodia, Ahmed Gangat and his family, Uncle Abu Goodwill, the Varacha family, Ridwan Esat and family, and the Jamiatul Ulama. We say Jazakallah. This is also an opportunity to thank and remember the late Ismail Bhai Mullah, who brought Papa to Johannesburg, where his journey with the community of Lanesia began. Anybody that we have left out, and the names that I have not mentioned, this was not done intentionally. On this occasion, words seem to fail us, so I will quote Papa from an interview he did in 2012. We are only achieving what we did through the du'as of people, the good Muslim community, our mothers and fathers in Islam. May Allah create within us a strong dislike for sin. May we be able to readily make tawbah when we err. May Allah make us significant in His eyes, insignificant in the eyes of people. Truly, we are nothing. Remember, if we afford the Quran its due rights, we will become of the special family of Allah. Unquote. It was Allah's will that Papa met Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husri in Medina when he was completing the last of his Shawwal fast. He described learning the finer details of Tajweed from him as an ecstasy for him. He was merely 30 years old and had remembered exclaiming, Ya Allah, what an opportunity. On his passing, may we all be inspired to search for our peace, our answers, and our truth in the Quran. May our love for the Quran grow every day, and may we all be of the Ahlul Quran, inshallah. I would just like to play something which is very appropriate in ending and saying Jazakallah.
Eternal peace and love. عقیدت سے کعبے